It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon, and my job requires me to be constantly surfing the web. So what I do for a living is what other people do when they're taking a break from their work, which brings us to a BBC report about the trend towards letting workers take breaks from working during the day to check email, check the web, maybe do some online shopping, and sometimes workers take too much advantage of that. There's a term for that. It's called cyberloafing, and one study from the University of Nevada claims that it costs businesses $85 billion a year in lost productivity. Companies know that they can't really stop you from taking breaks, even if they block certain websites and set forth strict rules. And they know letting you take a break means you, might be more happy and more productive in the long run. But when does a break become too much downtime? They don't really know. The research studies are trying to figure out how much is the maximum time for rejuvenation. The general's consensus seems to be settling on 15-minute breaks a few times a day, spread out. But that's not scientific. You may need more or less, which is to say that I'm glad what counts as cyberloafing in cubicle farms counts as work for me. Maybe I should take 15-minute breaks to do manual labor. Time for me to take a 24-hour break. I'll be back with another edition tomorrow. Until then, that's enough.